The following is a paid political spot paid for by Lawrence Ostendorf.
As you heard, we have City Councilman Lawrence Ostendorf joining us in the studio to discuss his reelection campaign. Councilman Ostendorf, pull that microphone on up towards you so we can hear you, sir.
Okay, how about that?
That'll work better.
That'll work, yeah.
How are you today, sir?
I am well.
Thank you, Jesus. Good. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we had you in on Wednesday morning, Lawrence. Anything else you'd like to cover this morning that we didn't cover on Wednesday about your reelection campaign to represent the North Platte City Council once again in the 4th Ward?
I would like to talk about something that is kind of important to me.
Okay.
Yes, I'm running for re-election, but one of the things that have been very important to me is the Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, sure.
Great, great organization.
Yes. I've been involved probably for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And I can tell you that probably, I think, 19 or 20 houses I've either touched or done something.
To help out, we'll verify. To help out.
You and Jimmy Carter, right?
Yeah. I won't work till he, as late as he has, but he's done well.
He has.
Yes,
he has done well. And that's probably his shining example of what happened there when he took care of things like that. Now, I want to say this about Habitat for Humanity. I've been deeply involved for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it's been in Ward 4 with one exception. And I'll tell you about that, too. Ward 4 is the best part is these people that are going for Habitat for Humanity houses are paying their own way.
Exactly. That is one of the biggest pluses I see in that program is you got a lot of sweat equity into that, so you earn it.
Yes, you earn it. There's probably 400 hours that they have to do.
That's great.
Yes. Anyway, and prime example is just 2 weeks ago, they had a thing on Saturday. I couldn't be there too long, so I provided the lunch and the dinner.
Awesome.
Well...
Now, obviously,
bummer,
for folks,
I missed that one. If he's providing the meal,
for folks that are unaware, you did talk about Habitat for Humanity, in particular within the 4th Ward. Now, that is the ward that you currently represent, Councilman,
yes,
and the ward that you're running to represent once again for the reelection campaign. So,
yes.
Habitat for Humanity not only beautifying the city of North Platte, beautifying the ward that you represent.
Oh yes, all those houses are brand new. I never even counted the ones that are over on 17th Street, but. Right now I have about 19. The best thing, and it isn't my ward, but I was deeply involved in one over here on Griffith.
Oh, okay.
And that one, from the concrete all the way up, was me.
Very good.
I like to feel contributed to that.
You had some sweat equity in it yourself.
Well, not too much. I don't do sweat equity very well. I like to watch it, though.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Sit back with for you, it's a can of Coke. For me, it might be a bottle of water or a cup of coffee. But, sit back and watch. Now, Lawrence, in talking about the 4th Ward, we know that sometimes it appears the 4th Ward is forgotten about in the city of North Platte.
That part is true. However, we can't say that right now because, one, look at Langmeyer out there to Western 12th Street. Look at Mr. What the heck's his name? I just lost it. Elliott's over there by.
Oh yeah, Elliott's Automotive.
Oh God, isn't that a beautiful building?
It is. It is.
And and of course all those tax dollars come from the 4th Ward.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, they do. And the 4th Ward, you know, there was a time where there was some struggle in business, but there's some great local business within the 4th Ward that's been there for a long time. And then you mentioned a couple of remodeled buildings within the 4th Ward as well.
Oh, yes. I, for one, did one.
Did you? Okay.
And it was done, I'm going to say December, end of December, somewhere like that. But those people that live there bought that. Happy as can be, I did from one end to the other, including the top.
Awesome. Awesome.
You're up on the roof?
No. Back to this thing. I'm an interested spectator.
Very good.
But I...
We need supervision.
Yeah, no doubt. No, I don't do that too much, but I have been there a time or two. I am definitely behind the scenes, but I am deeply involved.
Good. You mentioned Ellett's Automotive, and you know, not only did Dave and his crew build a new building over there, mm-hmm. but the building they vacated, it didn't take long for a new business
to find its way there.
To find its way there, that's right.
That's
so
right.
The economic impact and the growing of the ward there is obvious to people that drive by.
And of course, I, as a realtor, every time you've done that, of course, I didn't have anything to do with this, but I'm going to make sure they know about that. But anyway, long story short.
That's the first one today.
First one today.
Must be an inside joke. I missed that one.
Last week, or Wednesday, mm-hmm. why there was three or four long story shorts.
Oh, okay.
So now, what was I talking about?
We were just concluding the Ward 4 conversation. Habitat for Humanity was the original thought there. So.
Yes. I, for one, am really, really glad. Those people probably pay $400, and I'm just pulling that figure out of the air. But they have it, and it's going into their pocket. It's not going into a landlord's pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going into theirs. And until you go to a... Have you ever been to one of their closings?
Not to a closing. I've driven by many of the houses. They are very nice dwellings.
You need to go in there and watch the dedication.
I've seen some videos of that, and it's very... Yeah. Can be very emotional for the people that get there.
When I was a president and vice president, I did a number of those.
Okay.
And I felt very good every time I did one. So.
Again, we have City Councilman Lawrence Ostendorf joining us for a paid political interview discussing the councilman's reelection campaign for North Platte City Council, Ward 4. And Lawrence, for those that missed it on Wednesday, tell us, why did you originally run for City Council in 2016, and why have you decided to run for reelection, sir?
I don't know if I told you all about that, but I...
Long story short.
Yeah, long story short is right. I was on my way to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of people from here encouraged me to run. I said, I'll think about it. On my way to Kansas City, I got to St. Joe, and I thought, why not?
Yeah.
And so I did. The first one, I kind of got mopped on the floor, but the second one... I did. I unseated, whatever you want to call it, a 10-year veteran. Nice guy, but it was time for him to quit.
Okay. Now, Councilman Ostendorf, we know that you've obviously been on the council here for a term already.
Yes.
And if you had to pick out something as a big accomplishment that you've made or the council has made during your time on it as a voting member of the body, what would it be or what stands out to you?
Well, back to this Habitat for Humanity, mm-hmm. I have done a lot with that, and that's what I would have to say. Let me see what the council would say. This past... Tuesday night was very contentious. You know, there was a lot going on there.
There was.
Yeah, there was. Was you there?
I was on the Zoom.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's right. I remember them, the mayor saying that.
Yep.
Yeah. But there was a lot of things there.
There was, and there was a lot of public comment heard, and it was a busy meeting, that's for sure.
No lie. I, for one, like to see that because, as the councilman, I get to hear all of that, and maybe I get an idea from that.
Mm-hmm.
So
now we do know there are some hot topics, and there are hot topics that we discuss here with political candidates from time to time on KODY, and one that's kind of made its way onto the back burner right now, but is always a hot topic, is the Iron Eagle Golf Course.
Oh, yes. I knew we couldn't get by without that.
Where do you stand on Iron Eagle, Lawrence?
Right now, Iron Eagle is all right the way it is. However, they have now said, with the Chase family, have now signed something that they can sell it if they want to. That's up to the people.
Okay.
That's up to the people. If they want to sell it, fine. I think they're making a mistake because there's a lot's going to happen out there. A lot. And that golf course is going to have something to do with it.
Well, I've noticed that a couple of the commercial lots have sold. Another motel out there, which always brings in some revenue for the city.
And I'm
Janssen's just moved their auto dealer over into that area, dealership over there. That's looking good.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, maybe it...
When I question them, are you going to move out there? No, but they're selling a lot of cars out of there. And that's another thing. I have some people that just won't believe me when I tell them, we are on our way up. Everything is, you know, we're just going straight up.
Now, are you referencing to the city in general, Lawrence? Are you referencing the city in general in terms of going up?
I guess I don't understand what
you mean. When you say that we're going up, you're referencing the entire city?
The city of North Platte.
Yes. Okay. I think that's what you were asking me.
There was just a story on the front page of the Telegraph this morning about how many cars are being sold. And the
how many taxes?
Right?
Yeah. Example. I can't say it. I don't know if you know Rick. I had surgery a year ago, and once in a while I have a blank spot.
No, didn't know that.
Well, it doesn't affect me, except once in a while I can't say the right word. That's all it is to it. Okay.
I could say something about that, but I'm not. You know.
Go ahead.
I say most politicians do that.
Well, I don't think it'll look at it like that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. And first, long story short.
Yeah, okay, three now.
Anyway, sales tax. The month of June, we had the largest increase in sales tax that we have ever had.
Excellent.
For $70,000 over what the best one has ever been.
Which is saying a lot, considering that we've lost some businesses and
in
some of the bigger areas, like, you know, the mall, you lose some of that. To pick it up elsewhere shows that there is a continuing drive to be better.
That's why I'm getting a lot of flack. This town's dying. No, it's not dying. It's not dying at all. It's really climbing. And I'm not going to stay, long story short. Okay, so I, for one, don't know if I contributed to that, but I used to sell real estate. I shouldn't say I used to. I still do. However, I have a lady that takes care of everything for me because I just don't have enough time. I want to give everything, and I still go to practically every meeting that the city has in regards to council or whatever the case may be.
And more with council, you did mention that on Wednesday, Lawrence. And more than just the council meetings, obviously, we were talking about the Planning Commission meetings.
Yes.
Wednesday, you go to those. You'll be at the one this coming Tuesday.
Yes.
You know, a lot of the inner workings of government, because there's a lot more. I think the general public thinks, oh, it's just the city council meetings.
No.
There is a lot of inner workings of city government.
The last one I couldn't meet because I had to go to Long Pine, Nebraska. Do you know where that's at?
Yep, fish the creek many times.
Okay, but anyway, not too many people know where it's even.
Up by Bassett and Ainsworth.
Yes.
What's in Long Pine?
My lady friend is a guy who does signature signing.
Okay.
And she got one, and there we went. She said, "Would you like to go along?" And I, for one, ride shotgun and look out the window. Sure, why not?
Beautiful scenery in the city.
Beautiful, yeah, go up through the hills, that's beautiful.
Now, Lawrence, we do have to wrap up here today, but anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Well, I'm still struggling to make sure that I am electable. I, for one, think I am. I can point to you that the... I did all those things with Habitat for Humanity. I've watched this. I'm going to have a couple more later on in the life here. Which, what do we got next week? Next Wednesday?
Habitat?
Yeah. No. Me.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You'll be on twice again next week. I'll double check the days. But
oh, boy.
Yep. You'll be spending a lot of time.
Pressure's on now.
Now the pressure's on. But I for one, think that this city is going to go straight up.
Good. Yeah. Now, Lawrence, if any of your constituents in the 4th Ward want to get a hold of you, talk to you about any city issues, or talk to you about your reelection campaign, what's the best way for them to contact you if they'd like to spitball some ideas with you or have a conversation prior to your next interview here on KODY?
You can call me at 308-530-2692.
Lawrence, we appreciate the time. Have a great weekend, sir, and we'll look forward to seeing you twice again next week.
Twice.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning.
This has been a paid political spot paid for by Lawrence Ostendorf.